For business owners like you, the American Express Business Platinum Card works just as hard as you do to help you pursue your passions. With its world-class business and travel benefits, you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. The Amex Business Platinum Card offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business, enabling you to flex and adapt as your business evolves. And you'll earn 5 times membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, so that going that extra mile for your business is even more rewarding. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness.
Kick is off the upright again.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
It is gone! A grand slam for Mark Vientos.
A Stantonian home run.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Rogers fires deep, looking for Mike Williams, and it's intercepted.
Today's guests, Falcons wide receiver Drake London, host of the Greenlight Podcast, Chris Long, Steelers linebacker Patrick Queen, plus your phone calls, latest news, and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Well, definitely something to talk to Patrick Queen about is, how's Russ looking in practice? Because we just went off the air in hour number one with news that he's getting first team reps this week, and Mike Tomlin saying in his press conference today that they're going to have some organizational meetings, internal chats about thinking about giving Russ his first start for the Steelers on Sunday Night Football for the Steelers against the Jets, who are going to, if all medicals pass and all physicals green light, if you will, Devontae Adams is going to start for the Jets on that night, too. Against Patrick Queen and the Steelers defense.
All right, I'm going to ask you a sports talk radio question, and I know you hate this topic while we wait for Chris Long.
Why?
If Russ starts...
Great setup.
Sorry. If Russ starts Sunday night,
yeah,
who's under more pressure in that game, Russ or Aaron Rodgers? Because if Russell Wilson plays bad, his career is basically over. And Aaron Rodgers now gets the toy that he wanted in Devontae Adams. They're 2-4. They really, really have to win.
But do you really think that Russ... You know, it's all comes down to four quarters that he's.
But it's like, bro, this is what we've been waiting for all season to see you play. Like,
right. But it's also his first game.
It's a spot. You essentially handpicked that spot.
This is the issue with, you know, with Roger, with giving Russ the start in the middle of the season with the kid who's been 4-2 and.
Right. Exactly.
Improving and playing.
The team's been playing well without you.
That's the issue with. Switching those quarterbacks midstream is because, you know, how long do you stick with Russ to knock off the rust that one would think comes with not having played?
If he's really bad in the first quarter, he is going to be booed mercilessly.
Now I don't know about that. I don't know about that. We will see. So that is the pressure of that situation. Rodgers' pressure would be just he's going to fall to 2-5 in one of his few remaining seasons as a quarterback in the NFL. So that's the pressure there. But it's two big moments that would be happening if Russ starts of two situations that are playing out on the field in real live regular season action for the first time. In week 7 in front of the whole country with seasons, crazy. You know, on the line, certainly for the Jets and certainly a decision for Pittsburgh that will be parsed and second guessed. Good news for them is they got a coach who doesn't care about that.
That's true.
So that's my answer to your pressure. I'm not going to go with the pressure because I hate those questions. Joining us right now is Chris Long of the Greenlight Podcast. Who's under the most pressure Sunday night, Chris? Is it
Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers? Chris, you know it's true.
I honestly, I was listening to what y'all were saying. I came out of that Pittsburgh game and said, yeah, Fields didn't play well. But I think Mike Tomlin, he's used to flying close to the sun, being 500. Like, they're a 4-2 football team. You know, like are we talking about Russell? I'm not, no tone
okay,
here.
So here we go. Let's break news to Chris Long, host of the Greenlight with Chris Long podcast. So the news breaking And let's get the soundbite ready to play it for Chris Long as well, from Mike Tomlin. My colleague from NFL Network, Tom Pelissero, saying that now that Russ is healthy, they're going to, in Pittsburgh, give him some first-team reps. And Mike Tomlin was asked point blank, does that mean he might start Sunday night? And he was as blunt as he normally is. Hit it.
You know, we're going to determine that as we get closer to tomorrow. We got some more strategic meetings today. But I'll acknowledge that Russ proved his health last week, man, and we're looking hard at it this week. It is up for consideration.
Up for consideration. What do you think about that?
So brilliant gamesmanship here. Because if you're on an NFL defense, you know, it's one thing where two quarterbacks kind of have the same skill sets and you're like, I'm preparing for one or the other. But I do think there's something to leaving that door open. I came away from that game the other day and I was like, yeah, Fields missed some throws, but he also gets you out of a lot of trouble that I don't think Russ can get you out of. You just started your the same offensive line for 2 weeks in a row for the first time all year, I believe. And then you lose Zach Frazier this week. You know, it's too tough to call for me because I don't know what Russ looks like in practice. You know, that's a tough thing for somebody from the outside to have an opinion that's informed on. But I can tell you that Justin Fields does give them an element of, you know, when it's messy, we can get out of trouble. He's got to hit those throws when he's extending downs. I mean, they left some points on the board with him missing some throws that I know he can make. But at the same time, he also got you out of trouble in some situations where Max Crosby was almost wrecking the game early in the ball game. And so whoever it is, I like what you had to say, Rich, about the pressure. Sunday night is going to be immense on the Jets, certainly, but also on the Steelers if they do go with Russ. That is the right decision because here you are, you know, a month and a half into the season or more, and you're saying we are not where I thought we'd be. We're ahead. Like, I don't think anybody thought the Steelers would be where they are right now. And that is, you can look at it two ways. Fields has been a part of that, or Fields has kept you from being even better. Even if they start Russ, I want to see Fields in some packages. I really do. Because he gives you a skill set that you know a lot of guys just don't have.
Do you think that might be the best course for the Steelers? I know that the axiom of when you have two quarterbacks, you really have none. But, you know, in some ways, getting the neck up ability of Russ to go along with the physical skill set ability of Justin Fields and somehow leave it up to Arthur Smith to find the right blend, the right time to push those buttons. Do you think that's really a sustainable concept in the NFL in 2024, Chris?
I don't think it's sustainable in that you rotate quarterbacks, you know, drive to drive. But I do think there are some ways that you can get an athletic quarterback involved in some packages that you sprinkle in and you keep people honest. I always used to say, like, if I were a coach in the NFL, I'd run Wildcat once a week. I'd sprinkle in something that's going to force, you know, the defensive room that's preparing for me the next week to spend an inordinate amount of time on, you know, a different package or a different run scheme or a different concept that, and I know this from experience, athletic quarterbacks keep defensive coordinators up at night. Even if they don't respect the quarterback, they respect the multiplicity of what an offense can give you. And so I think, like, at the very least, if Russ is your guy, you find ways to keep Fields involved. Because I do think he gives you something. He's made some nice plays this year. The last 2 weeks he's missed some throws and that sort of thing. But I also think that considering the state of the offensive line at times, the Russ thing seems like a good idea. And then, you know, if you really think it through, are they ready to go back to having an immobile quarterback? You know, it's a totally different style of play. We'll see.
I know. And I'm trying to go through your, you know, my Rolodex, my mental, you know, Rolodex of your career here. Obviously when you were in New England, this wasn't an issue. And then when you were in Philadelphia, an injury was the reason why there was a quarterback switch, and obviously it put a ring on your finger. But I'm just wondering, you know, how a locker room, if you're Tomlin, you keep a finger on the pulse of your locker room when, again, it's not like you're making this switch due to ineffectiveness, right? You're making a switch if you do it based on some sort of gut and feel that you would have to, right? You'd have to include the locker room's mood, sense, defensive side of the ball, all that stuff, Chris.
Yeah, he's a brilliant, you know, manager of his team. Like, the guy's not a play caller. He's a head coach. And these are the decisions he lives and dies with. And, you know, I think he's made enough of these to know how it's going to go over in the locker room. And I don't think he would make the decision if the locker room was opposed to it. I think that as a player, a position player, our jobs are so, you know, we're in our own little silos, and ultimately we want what's best for the team, you know, but we're all going to have varying opinions on what's best for the team. When we went through that quarterback change in 17, we didn't have a choice. You know, Carson tore his ACL in LA. We win that game. We go in the locker room. We know what time it is. Mm. You know, it just is what it is. And same thing happened in 18 when Carson left with injuries that, you know, he could have continued to play through. But for the most part, I think everybody understood that, you know, he wasn't right physically. So this is a more complicated situation where a guy's gotten you off to a hot start. And as a result, maybe what you come away thinking is this is a decision that can affect our ceiling in a positive way, you know, and maybe raise the floor. You know, and I think maybe by raising the floor, you raise the ceiling for this team, the way they play. I think most importantly for them, they've got to be able to run the ball. And what Najee Harris did last week was really impressive. And, you know, when you get Jaylen Warren involved and Cordero Patterson, when this offense is at full strength, they do give you a lot of very, very complicated decisions you have to make. And Devontae Adams was a topic of conversation. Brandon Ayuk was a topic of conversation. Those guys aren't going to be walking through that door. So what kind of team do you have to be? You got to be able to run the football. And I need more out of the tight ends in the blocking game. You know, you need to be able to block with Freiermuth, and you need to be able to get those guys involved in the passing game as well. And so I think Russ has seen a lot of football, and he's changed his game as time's gone on. He's got to play within himself. Remember that whole Broncos conversation when he was in Denver? He's got to get comfortable with taking the check down. And I think Arthur Smith, arguably one of the better coordinators he's probably played for. So that would be exciting in its own right. But, you know, I would like to see some Fields, too, if you're going to make that switch.
Chris Long here on the Rich Eisen Show, the Greenlight podcast host, and also from inside the NFL on the CW. Chris Long right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Your thoughts on the Devontae Adams acquisition by the Jets are what?
You know, for the player, I'm surprised because he is under contract till 26, and I'm no like contract whiz or cap guru, but I know that like reuniting with your friend is great, but what if it's only 12 weeks? What if it's only, you know, the rest of the season? What if it's one more year and there you are again? What if it's, I don't know. So for the player, he must know that Rodgers plans to be around next year. Like, to me, if Rodgers is like, hey, this is it, I don't know if I'm going to forego as a 32-year-old precious time to spin the wheel and say who's going to replace Aaron Rodgers. I think it's a good sign if you want Aaron Rodgers around. And if you watched the game last night, and I was a vocal proponent of him going somewhere else, but you understand why the Jets make the move, right? They don't have a choice. You know, everybody there is on borrowed time. You know, you got an interim head coach in the building, the whole thing. So I understand why you make the move. You know, I can imagine Garrett Wilson now on the second best cover guy in a third and medium situation. You saw Taron Johnson walk up on him, try to press him last night, how easy that is for Garrett Wilson. You know, you see them play the Broncos. Surtain takes him away, and the offense is completely different. So you think about Devontae Adams and having him all alone on one side of the formation, and that's scary. It is scary because Rodgers, he can still sling it. You know, some of the high-quality throws he's made this year have been some of the best I've seen all season. For me, it's his mobility that I worry about, and obviously the structure of the entire offense, which looked better last night under Todd Downing, okay? So part of me is coming away and saying, like, what was the problem with letting Hackett go? because in the first half of that game, especially, it looked like a revelation. And I think the big question for me is, how good can this offense look if he has now two guys that he trusts? Because Lazard isn't a world beater, but Rodgers can make him look very good because he trusts him, and he'll throw him the ball and they understand each other. And, you know, it's like that ball that he just buried into a sea of bodies last night. And I think he put it on, you know, on Bernard's hip, and Lazard's like, wow, the ball's exactly where it'd have to be. And juxtaposed to Mike Williams at the end of the game, not running inside the red line, or however Rodgers put it, like, there are these trust issues that keep popping up. And at the end of two games now, you've had to go to Mike Williams. So I look at this as like, hey, what do we have to do to be able to compete? This does not fix the run defense, which is below average. This does not fix the offensive line, to me, which is kind of an average group. This doesn't fix the running game, although it could take some pressure off the running game. I thought Breece Hall looked good again last night, and he's had his moments. But what it does is, in conversion situations, makes this team a little scarier. Now, they've dug themselves a hole here, but I think part of the reason you make the trade is, here's who you got the rest of the season: Pittsburgh, New England, Houston, Arizona, Indy, Seattle, Miami, Jacksonville, the Rams, Buffalo, Miami. Okay, so that's rapid fire, but I'll just tell you, 3 out of 10 of the remaining teams, I believe, have winning records that they play. And when you look at the wild card, Pittsburgh, the Chargers, Indy, current players in the wild card race, the Bengals and the Jets are the most serious challengers, in my opinion. And so when you look at the schedule the remainder of the year, you can get to the bye week and be 500 or above, or, you know, just below 500. I think that's the way they're looking at it. And if they can get to that bye week in good shape, then they can justify making this trade, shore some things up on defense. But I will tell you, what the Bills did last night on that first drive was a pummeling.
Yeah, and I'll be honest with you, Chris, as we're looking at the schedule here too, you know, that makes the game against Pittsburgh and Indianapolis huge if these are teams that you're going to have to, you know, be better than or have a tiebreaker over in a wild card situation. Certainly they already lost to Denver, which is at 3-3, a game and a half in front of them there. And your point about what the Bills did to start the game, I mean, your defensive coordinator just got elevated in a shock, you know, to the interim HC, and you basically allow a rookie running back to just run right down your throat, you know, and then that's the question I have about what Davante Adams is going to bring. Obviously, it's going to bring optimism. It's going to bring hope, you know, in this conversation, Chris. You know, Rodgers and Davante just appeared together on our friend McAfee's show, and they're looking like, you know, happy, and they don't look 2-4. You know what I mean? Like, that's all going to be well and good. The question is, what does happen when rubber meets the road? You know?
Well, the question for me is it's a 2-win team that has not figured out how to win football games. And it's obvious to me that the quarterback alone, who is one of the best to ever do it, is not enough to get people lined up right. It's not enough to get people on the same page in the passing game. You can fire Saleh. The same thing showed up last night. And I'm a big fan of Jeff Ulbrich, but now Jeff Ulbrich's got the headset, and he's worried about game situations and that sort of thing. How much does that take him away from what he does really well, which is the defense? And now you're down Robert Saleh. So you might add something into the offensive bucket, and they might be hell on wheels to defend on third and medium, but it doesn't make them a formidable rushing group, you know, like an elite rushing offense. It doesn't make them an elite rush defense. They have the guys outside that can cover. They can take pretty much whoever they want away to a degree, but you still have to stop the run late in the season. And is this a win if they go to the playoffs and get bounced the first round? Because there's always a chance you got to go to Baltimore, who's running for 6 yards a pop. You know, the Chargers are running the ball. The Chiefs are physical. You know, they've got cover guys outside. They have a scheme defensively and confuse you. You know, the Bills, the team you just played, had their way with you on the ground with a 24-year-old rookie that nobody even knew was really going to be a feature in the game. So what happens when you see the Bills again? They get some guys back defensively. So I am looking at this from both sides. I think from one side, I see why you do it. And ultimately, that side's the only side that matters when you're coaching for your life, when you're playing for your life, when you're GMing for your life. You make this move. But, you know, as an analyst, I look at it and I say, is it enough to catapult them into a place where I think they're contenders? And I mean, like, if they had home field advantage and the matchups fell right, they got Aaron Rodgers. Now they got Devontae Adams. They have Garrett Wilson. They have Breece Hall. They have a really solid defense that has flaws. But let's say you got to go on the road. And, you know, to win a Super Bowl, you have to be very good at matching up with multiple different teams. And I think adding a strength like this is good, but the weaknesses remain. And so we'll see. I mean, it's going to play out over the course of the season. Hopefully for the Jets, we're still having this conversation in December, because that would mean they don't lay 3 eggs in the next 5 weeks.
Chris, for sure. In the couple minutes I have left with you here, there's so many different ways I can go with you. But let's go to Philly. What'd you make of Sirianni, you know, kind of having a set to with some fans, and then brought his kids to the press conference afterwards? Some of the media members were like, well, I couldn't ask him about, you know, his job security despite the win with his kids sitting there. And then he apologizes.
Come on, Philly media. You're getting soft. You can't ask a man about his job security in front of his toddlers.
Pretty much, you know, like that's the way. You know, and then he apologized, saying that, you know, he just got, you know, he kind of lost himself. But also you're hearing some Jalen Hurts is saying, I asked him to be that sort of guy. We want him to be that guy. I mean, it's a big week going to the Giants, too, with Saquon. This is the entree or the backdrop of this week. What are your two cents on the Eagles, Chris?
Got to win this game. I don't think anybody's freaking out if Jalen played the way he played, which was fine. And you win that game 20-6 or 20-7. I was kind of, the end of the game was ridiculous. I mean, like, if I'm being honest, and, you know, I like Nick, I've been around Nick. I think that fire in him got him to where he is. But once you're there, you have to taper that a little bit, and you have to act like a head coach. And, you know, at the end of that game, I didn't think he acted like a head coach when he was leaving the building in Kansas City, taunting fans who enjoyed a Super Bowl at your expense a few months earlier, and you're jawing at them after a regular season win. You know, to me as a player, there are times when you have to act like the adult in the room, especially in today's NFL where there's not a lot of veterans. And you look at this team, there aren't a ton of veterans, especially on the defensive side of the ball, that you can kind of hang your hat on as being leaders. So I need the coach to act like an adult. And I think he understands that, and I'm sure somebody talked to him about it. But more concerning than that is leaving that team in the game. And one of the biggest decisions of the game for me was dropping back the pass, checking into a shot on third and whatever it was. I think it was maybe third and one at the end of that half. And there's no hots. We're running four verts. The entire team is on the line of scrimmage. They're bringing pressure, and you end up taking a sack. And what happens? Of course, you get a field goal blocked. And what's worse, they run it back for a touchdown. And so if that doesn't happen, I think we're coming away from that game talking about, hey, Vic Fangio coming out of the bye, being more aggressive, that's good. Cooper DeJean in the slot, the defensive line had five sacks. But instead, it's all overshadowed by that decision and the end of the game antics. So I think if they go take care of business against the Giants, who are very tough out, like we've seen that, this is not a foregone conclusion. It's a divisional game. If you can take care of business this weekend, I thought they were sluggish coming out of the bye a little bit. Now they should be pissed off. You know what I mean? I want to see those guys play pissed off. You know, as an Eagles fan or a former Eagle, or as a football player, I think what you got to expect this weekend is a lot of focus, a lot of intensity, and getting this thing back on the right track in a win that you can feel good about.
Chris, you're the man. Who's on your pod? Let's promote it. What do we got?
Shoot, man, just boring old me in the gang. I kind of got burnt out, so I'm not even booking guests in the middle of the week. I'm just taking my Monday show, my Friday show. You know why I'm burnt out? Because people like Chris Brockman are talking about Drake May like it was a big victory, that he didn't die on the field. That they didn't pull a hearse up.
All I heard all week was people like you and everyone else say how stupid it was, and he went out and had a great game.
Can I finish? Can I finish,
yes.
Chris? I didn't even start. I'm sorry, Chris. No. I'm not saying you interrupt. But before I leave, I had to talk to you, Chris, because I thought what you did is you conflated two takes, which was very convenient. One take is that he was going to get killed, which he did. He got murdered on the field on a couple of plays. By my count, he was down 16 seconds after that Hunter sack, the second play of the second half.
It was pretty bad for a second. I was a little worried.
That was not good.
That was a little, yeah.
You almost didn't get your victory lap there.
It was a little scary.
And then Will Anderson's dribbling his head like a basketball in the third second of the game. He was pressured 20 more times. I don't count myself. I just want to put this on the record because you're my boy. And when I read the tweet, I was like, man, I hope he doesn't count me in this group we talked about on the show. I never said he would suck. But what I did say is he was going to get pummeled, and he did get pummeled. And every week now, okay, that tweet, you got to defend that.
Every time
he comes back to pass.
Hold on. You said it. I listened to you guys. You said it yourself. Yeah. Start him out against the worst possible matchup possible, and then it gets easier every week after that. He's not going to see another pass rush like Houston.
That's what Nate said. That's a good point by Nate. But the way I look at it is, like, if you're going to do it, why not wait till London to play that outfit? I mean,
well, now Jacksonville's going to look like a high school game.
But Jacksonville's laying 5.5 points.
That's insane. Pat's money line, Chris. You know it.
Now I want to say this though. You were right about something at the end of that tweet. You're right about a lot, but you were right about this thing at the end of the tweet. You might be a so-called expert. Okay?
Yeah. Quotes. Just write that down.
At the end of the tweet, you said free agents are gonna come play with that kid. I saw some really good things from him in spurts.
I mean, that deep ball to end the half was one of the prettiest throws of the year, by anyone.
It was gorgeous. But here's the deal. The two things are not mutually exclusive. The guy can get absolutely mollywopped out there.
Well, I only have 280 characters. One tweet is not, you know what I mean? I didn't want to thread it for people.
That was an emotional New England tweet.
It was.
By the way, that's fired up. He's emotional New England, period.
So it's
on brand.
But he should be.
And by the way, that's really good. Basically, calling him an expert as you're going out the door.
No.
It's like you babysitting my kids and feeding them candy and handing them an iPad 5 minutes before putting them to bed. And then I come home and leave me with them. That's basically what you just did, Chris.
Before you put the kids to bed, I know you give me the hook, but the Max Crosby thing is BS, and anybody that thinks Max Crosby pushed that coach out of anger has never been on a football field.
Okay. Very good. You've been so noted. Thanks again, Chris. You're the best. I love when you come on. You know that. So appreciate it.
Good to see you all.
Everybody, check out the Green Light with Chris Long podcast.
It's not boring.
Everybody, check out Chris Long right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Fun stuff. All right, let's take a quick break. Come back. Overreaction Monday on a Tuesday. Ooh. And there's some fallout, apparently, to acquiring Devontae Adams for the Jets. That's coming up. For business owners like you, the American Express Business Platinum Card works just as hard as you do to help you pursue your passions. With its world-class business and travel benefits, you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. The Amex Business Platinum Card offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business, enabling you to flex and adapt as your business evolves. And you'll earn 5 times membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, so that going that extra mile for your business is even more rewarding. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness. Hey, everybody, let's talk about Game Time tickets. If you haven't noticed, basketball season's right around the corner, and I'm really looking forward to seeing all the great action. And now with Game Time's new feature, Game Time Picks, it's even easier to see your favorite teams play live. Game Time Picks filters out the fluff to show you only incredible deals on great seats, so you don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets. Here in Los Angeles, there's not one but two pro basketball teams with two different arenas. So you need to see the view from your seat. You also need the all-in pricing feature I've been telling you about, so you get to see your total up front with no surprise fees at checkout. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time Picks. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code EISEN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for details. Again, create an account, redeem my code EISEN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. What time is it? Game Time. Healthy hydration isn't just about drinking water. It's about water and electrolytes. You lose both water and sodium when you sweat, so both need to be replaced to help prevent muscle cramps, headaches, and energy dips. Now, you might think drinking Beyond Thirst would be a good idea. Nuh-uh. That dilutes blood electrolyte and sodium levels, which could lead to headaches, low energy, cramps, confusion, or worse. A solution isn't to stop drinking water. It's to drink water plus electrolytes. Enter Element, created by former research biochemist Rob Wolf and Keto Gains founder Luis Villasenor. Element has enough sodium, potassium, and magnesium to get you feeling and performing your best. Plus, it has zero sugar, artificial colors, or other dodgy ingredients. Also, Element guarantees you find a flavor you love. Try fan favorites, citrus salt or raspberry salt. Get spicy with mango chili or mixed chocolate salt into your morning coffee. Element came up with a fantastic offer for us. Just go to drinklmnt.com/Rich Eisen to get a free sample pack with any purchase. That's drinklmnt.com/Rich Eisen. These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
This guy over there, Brockman, with his Red Sox cap over there. Do you have the David Price sound that where he was bitching about David Price after the Yankees beat him up in, what was that, game two? Play it. Go for it for Bill Burr.
I want him to quit. I want him to retire on the spot.
Yeah, he's not going to do
that. I didn't go that
That's
hard.
What I want. He was terrible.
Part of you, so furious at David Price.
I'm so furious.
But you were kind of feeling good, though. Like, you're getting it off your chest. Like, you couldn't
It was
have been,
therapeutic,
see,
but
see what
like,
I'm saying? That's what, what's with, is there something about
name another sports fan that sees their guy?
I don't know. Just like, maybe I'm just a much more sunny disposition type guy.
Were you screaming at Harbaugh?
This is about him. This is about how great he is. Oh, now I see where this is going. I was confused.
No.
You know, Rich, okay, you spoon fed it to me. I want to tell you something, Rich. Out of all the sports shows I go on, I think you are the nicest, most even-keeled, pleasant, respectful to other fan base.
No, I just think it goes back to like the Tea Party, you know, it goes all the way back to like you don't feel represented, you feel like you're taxed, you feel like a taxed
you feel
sports
it? Do you
fan.
Feel the jealousy?
Oh, don't you love that? Feel you it? Haven't been represented in the sports universe.
It's always no. great, it's always great when I have another teammate come in to studio because I'm teamed up against 2-on-1 with the New York.
Don't you hate any time like there's a big Boston game? What they show, they always show like lighthouses, lobster fishermen, and Paul Revere like, oh yeah, that's Massachusetts. I never saw any of that. You know, who goes to a tourist attraction in your own city?
Exactly.
You only do it when relatives come to town.
Oh, like, do you want to go,
to the USS Constitution. Oh, do you?
Here's where Cheers
you
is.
Stand in line down there? Well, have a great time. I'm going to go to a dive bar. Where do you want to go next? You want to go to Cheers? Yeah. Just to let you know, it doesn't look like that when you go inside, so just take a picture outside.
That. Oh, do you?
Oh, do you?
Oh, do you?
All on our YouTube channel. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. I love it. Chris Long's reading your tweets.
Yeah, you know? I was pretty emotional. I mean, I was just fired up. It's the most excited I think Pats fans have been in years. And, you know, yeah, he took some big hits, but that's going to happen. Okay. He also, like I said last week, made a lot of plays with his feet and, you know, stretched the field, which we weren't doing in the first five games with Jacoby.
Man, I'll tell you, I'm happy for you. I am.
I don't know how
you
to
got
take
hope.
That. I don't know how to take
they
that.
They got hope. All my New England family and friends.
I think he's the real deal. And I wouldn't be surprised if the Pats beat the Jags this weekend. It's going that bad for Jacksonville, unfortunately.
Man, I got to tell you, just having seen them in the flesh, you know, they have some good players. They just can't put it together.
They do. They have a lot of really good players.
They just cannot put it together. The back end of the defense is banged up. They're getting healthier.
Yeah.
So.
And Lawrence has played well. I mean, higher register. He has 2 touchdowns in the last 3 games. But 1 or 2 throws a game, it's like, dude, what was that?
Well, I mean, he threw one. Evan Engram got punched out. I mean, and that started the third quarter. And they had it. They had to have that.
Right. They had to score to open that half.
By the way, you want to go higher register? Bears are a good team.
I mean, they're just a good team. They are a good team with a young quarterback of their own who's pretty damn good.
Adam's excited.
You know? So, okay, you ready for Overreaction Monday and a Tuesday?
Let's do it, man.
Let's get to it. Hit it, please. Hit it.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage.
This place sucks.
Overreaction
Mondays.
Monday. On a Tuesday.
There we go.
Hey,
fresh off of doing our Overreaction Monday pod. Everybody check that out. Where all podcasts are acquired. Christopher, what do you have over there?
Vikings fans, not happy with me.
No, you're not.
Hey, everybody good? Happy Tuesday,
Yankees
everybody.
Are up 1-0. I'm good. Let's go Mets.
TJ, good luck tonight.
LGM.
Oh, that's not till tomorrow.
Tomorrow, you're right.
FGM. All right, what else?
All right, come on.
What do you got? Come on, let's go.
All right, Rich, here we go. Here we go. Breaking news, Devontae Adams is now in the Jets.
Yes.
I just saw him on my TV with Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
How about this? Devontae Adams is going to have 10-plus touchdown catches from now until the end of the season.
That's an overreaction.
Last time D.A. and Aaron played together, 2021, he had 11 on the season. He's going to top that.
Let me ask you this question, Chris. When was the last time something good happened to the Jets when everybody thought that the best laid plan was actually an actually well laid plan? When was the last time that happened?
1969.
Okay.
Yeah, Joe Namath, something like this.
Oh, Ron Rodgers is coming. This will be great. Oh, he blows out his Achilles. Oh, no, now it's going to work out because he's coming back and, you know, it's all working out. 5 games later, they're under 500 and they fire their coach. And the interim takes over and the side of the ball that he coaches just lets a third string rookie running back walk down on the field on him to start the game. And then the rest of the game, there's 11 penalties and 2 missed field goals and yada, yada, yada. Overreaction. When was the last time that happened? By the way, he gets 10 touchdown catches the rest of the season. He may wind up being a first or second team all-pro wide receiver that cashes in the second round draft choice as opposed to the third round draft choice. And if he makes the championship game or the Super Bowl on an active roster, then that second round pick will have been worth it. At the moment, I'll call this an overreaction and tell that to all of my Jet fan friends.
Quick, what's more likely? Who's more likely to be on the team next year, Devontae or Aaron Rodgers?
I think what Chris Long just said is accurate, that Devontae's like, oh, sure, I'll join a 2-4 team, meaning that he knows this is not Rodgers' last stand.
So they're both back.
That said, what's going on in Vegas is so bad that he might just be willing to accept let me get this accurate, 11-game run, you know, an old school with his boy Aaron, Aaron. What else? What else you got over there?
Really bummer news out of Dallas yesterday with Aiden Hutchinson going down. He's going to be out the rest of the year with that leg. But I do think the Lions are the best team in the NFL right now, and they also need to call the Raiders about Max Crosby.
You really think the Raiders would cough up Max Crosby?
I think
too?
The Raiders are now in sell mode. I know Chris said...
Well, not an overreaction.
Big deal, but, you know, there was kind of a pretty big incident on the sideline in their game on Sunday with the defensive coach. A little bit alarming. Things are clearly not going well in Las Vegas. Could be taking a turn for the South. If they're in sell mode, you suddenly need this position. If you're a Super Bowl team, if you're Detroit,
I think that
the call.
I think that would have to be done over Antonio Pierce's you-know-what body.
And Max Crosby's dead body, too. He's already been on record saying he's a Raider for life.
I get it, but if you want to win a Super Bowl.
You know where he went to school? Ypsilanti, Michigan.
Yeah, he's from Michigan.
No, I think he's from Texas. He just wound up
in college.
Yeah. Ypsilanti, Eastern Michigan.
I don't know.
By the way,
I think Raider Nation would riot.
You may be right that he's Raider for life, but absolutely the Lions need to call the Raiders about Max Crosby.
Make
Why
the
not?
Call, man.
All right, Chris. What else?
Make the call.
Why
All
not?
Right. Taking a little bit of a victory lap because I said this before the season that this player would come in and eventually be this team's starting quarterback and played pretty well on Sunday. Granted, they got blown out, but 243 yards, threw a touchdown. He was running the ball, run around a little bit. Spencer Rattler is not going to let Derek Carr get his job back. Derek Carr's out 3 to 4 weeks.
You're really on this thing, man. You're crazy. I mean, you're on this bender now.
Derek Carr's out a month.
I know you really want this to happen.
I don't know. I just...
I like this kid.
Nothing against Derek Carr.
No, listen,
obviously.
I think he showed something, but Derek Carr was the quarterback of an offense that put up 91 points in the first 2 games of the season, wasn't he?
And what about the 3 after?
I understand that. And Spencer Rattler had a second half that makes you think Derek Carr might have won that game for him. So I think you really want to be I called it in the
really
overreaction Monday season preview podcast.
Really want to be
By
right.
the way, Max Crosby was born in Michigan, played his high school, went, you know, then lived in Texas, wound up in Michigan.
I thought he was.
What else you got over there, Chris?
All right. We've already seen one coach go down, Robert Saleh, last week. I think there's going to be at least two more coaching moves before Thanksgiving.
Oh, come on, man. I didn't see Saleh coming, but two more. So
we're not going to see him coming. And now, look,
Doug Peterson's one, is that what you're saying?
First domino
Doug
falls.
Doug Peterson is one, is that what you're saying?
Unfortunately, I think Doug might get got in a week or so. And then after that, I don't know.
Name it.
You know, look, the team that I was just talking about, maybe Dennis Allen goes, maybe Kevin Stefanski.
Stefanski's a two-time coach of the year who is clearly carrying out the code red here, okay? Get out of here. The code red is apparently on the rest of the team because this quarterback needs to sit in Cleveland. So Stefanski is doing what ownership, I believe, is demanding.
Can't fire the owner.
I just don't think so.
Zach Taylor, I don't know.
I'm seeing a glass half full.
Just throwing it out
what
there.
What else, Chris?
You're a glass half full guy, right?
I am, that.
Rich, we saw two teams from this division battle it out last night. Unfortunately, only one of them is going to make the playoffs. The AFC East is only getting one.
That's not an overreaction, pal. I mean, just tell you this again. You know, the Jets, let's just say it takes a while for Davante Adams to kick in. Let's just say it. Let's just say that it's not like riding a bike because it's never that easy for the Jets, honestly. And so they lose to Pittsburgh. You're 2-5. If they lose this game to Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh's another team, like Denver, that the Jets in week 17, if they do make a nice run and they're looking at playoff spot 6 or 7, seed 6 or 7 in the AFC, and they might have to be one game better than Pittsburgh and Denver from here on out. And then there's a game against Indianapolis. That's another one. And Miami. You know, I hope Tua comes back, you know, week 8 and is healthy enough to go the rest of the season. And then all of a sudden they catch fire like they've had in the first 10 weeks of last year. But I don't think that's an overreaction. And I think you could say the AFC East is getting just one playoff team, and it's the Bills. The Bills will be the only AFC East team to make the playoffs. I think you could even go that far.
I want to see what Tua looks like when he comes back.
Okay, so do I. And hopefully
we need one more.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right, we'll get 11.
Again, the silent movie acting out of you just is my favorite thing. Wow. Like, you don't know it's coming. You have one more planned, and you act as if that's such a shock to the system. It's really my favorite part of this whole spiel.
All right, when I said there would be two more coaching moves before Thanksgiving, right? There was one person I did not mention.
Okay.
Right? They just got blown out over the weekend. Oh, Mike McCarthy, TJ. Mike McCarthy is going to be the Cowboys head coach in 2025.
I don't think that is an overreaction at all. I don't think it's an overreaction at all.
He's not going anywhere. He's going to be there for a long time.
And you'd be so happy, right? You like him. No, by the way,
he's marvelous.
There's reasons to like him. There's reasons to like him.
Being like him was great. I like Jason Garrett. I thought he was a great dude. I met the man. He's awesome.
He is good people.
But maybe stuck around a little too long and maybe too many 8-8 seasons. At some point, because I'm a fan, I can go by the I like the person thing. If I'm in charge, though, it's a whole nother story. You can't go by who you like. And Chris, can I ask you a question real quick?
Sure.
I think you know these things.
Sure, TJ.
Detroit Lions, they were there on Sunday, right?
They were there on Sunday, yeah.
They have a head coach.
They have a head coach.
And they also have a offensive coordinator.
Yeah, they're real good ones.
And his name was
Ben Johnson.
Ben Johnson.
Who didn't take the job in D.C. but might take the one in Dallas. Is that where you're going?
What I'm saying is Ben Johnson has a playbook that's thick as War and Peace, obviously. Who knows? Maybe Ben Johnson is rocking with the star next year.
He's deep in his bag in Dallas, and he wants his bags to be packed for Dallas.
Jerry Jones should have not let him leave.
But all that being said, Chris, you're probably right. And you know what?
I don't know
if I have hope going forward other than the fact that the Mets are doing well.
This guy keeps bringing up the Mets. That's only going to last three more games.
Congratulations.
Oh, really? You think?
Wow.
There is less pie.
You'd love that, wouldn't you?
Of course. I'd like the Yankees to be right here in the World Series. You kidding me?
Well, it looks like you and I are going to have to get on a plane, buddy.
Okay. Boy, that would be incredible if it's another Subway Series. By the way, the Cleveland Guardians raising their hand saying, we're still here. Hey, good stuff. Thank you. Everybody check out the Overreaction Monday pod. It's there where all podcasts can be acquired. Jerry Jones did speak today on the radio, and there is a parry and a thrust and a lot back and forth with a local radio combination right there. Let's take a break, though. The fallout for one player with the acquisition of Davante Adams. I would say the fallout, though, might work out. We'll tell you what I'm talking about coming up. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. You love their jingle. You're going to love their friendly, helpful service even better because they're in the business of keeping your car on the road. And the parts knowledge they have, it's all you need for your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll find you just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or quick service? They'll help you there and find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. So stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/EISEN. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Let's talk LinkedIn, people, and small business owning. I'm a small business owner. Yeah, I might host the Rich Eisen Show, but I run it too. Rich Eisen Productions is a small business. And when you're hiring for small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. And that's why you've got to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. It's not just a job board, this LinkedIn. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. LinkedIn knows that small businesses are wearing so many hats and might not have the time or resources to hire. That's why you got to use them. Post your job for free at LinkedIn.com/Eisen. That's LinkedIn.com/Eisen to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. Well, what are you guys talking about over there?
No. This is the off-the-air stuff that we can't repeat.
No. Okay.
Get me in trouble.
Get everybody in trouble.
Get all of us in
trouble. Easy. You got to go over and work at that place that we were talking about.
Did you go to the Mets-Dodgers Sunday?
I did not.
You did not?
I did.
Now, Mikey did.
After I went to Friday and, of course, Sunday. I wanted him
to get whose tickets you going?
Oh, I got connections.
I get a pass from folks.
I think he got a free pass.
If the World Series happens, I'm working it. So you're going to miss me.
What do you mean you're going to work it?
If it's Dodgers Yankees, I'm working it.
So you're in the truck?
Oh, yeah. I'll be doing something.
You're in the truck?
I'll be doing something.
Wouldn't you rather be in the stands?
So you can't. So
I set up for the pregame on Friday.
Okay, so you set up for the pregame on Friday if it's here. Pregame starts around like 4 in the afternoon.
Oh, no. That's an all-day thing.
How is it all day?
All day.
Why does it have to be all day?
You guys,
honestly, like, are
seriously,
you?
Here's what we want to
do. There is no cable at Dodger Stadium right now.
The cable's already been run.
It's down.
No, you have
it's
to already there.
They probably laid it when Walter Alston was the manager.
No, you have. Rich.
Rich, what a reference.
You have no idea. You guys have no idea what a. First of all, Dodger Stadium's really old. I was lucky that I even had connectivity to the compound to where
Joe
the set
Davis
was.
Does one of the best broadcasts that local TV does.
The booth is set.
Right.
It's where all the pregame
stuff. Oh, the pregame stuff is different than the booth.
Yes.
So you've got to physically be there all day.
Yeah, because we got to set from scratch.
Why is it scratch?
Because
it's not like Dodger Stadium's never had a World Series or a playoff game.
Stuff doesn't always work.
Walter Alston was the Brooklyn Dodgers manager for 4 years. Then they moved to L.A. in 1958.
Right.
He was the manager from 58 to 76.
Right.
I wouldn't have known that name.
He was the guy that handed the reins over to Tommy.
Four-time World Series champ.
It's hard. It's a lot of work.
He's got to be in the Hall of Fame. Yes,
yeah.
He is.
And so, you know, stuff's old there. Mike's got to go there all day. He can't be here and there. I understand. I get it. Game Time Tickets.
We love you, Mike.
Game Time Picks is a new feature of the Game Time app that you need to put on a mobile device right now. Game Time Picks is making the curation so easy to save on sports, comedy, concerts, theater, and many other events right in the app, because it filters out all the fluff and shows you only incredible deals on great seats. So you don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets. We use it here on the show. Susie and I use it to take our kids to any event here in the Los Angeles area. Basketball's right around the corner. There's now two arenas.
Yeah.
Two basketball arenas in this town.
Utah. Give me
with Game Time, you always get the lowest price guarantee, or Game Time's going to credit you 110% of the difference, plus your purchase is covered with the most flexible customer service policy in the ticketing industry. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time Picks. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use our code RICH for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for details. Again, create an account and redeem code RICH for $20 off. Download Game Time today. What time is it? Game Time. So, Davante Adams is in the building. He's there. He's going to be a Jet. He's going to be a Jet, and you're going to see him on Sunday Night Football against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
No doubt.
It's going to happen.
When
okay. The Jets took a screen grab of him showing up on Pat's show. Look at the two of them together.
Wow.
Ugh. Okay. And there's AJ Hawk with his usual reaction. What's up, AJ? So, hey, they're loving it. Everything's good.
We're back.
Lazard. And,
Lazard, a big
and
game last
Lazard,
night.
Lazard and Davante Adams and Rodgers together. Jets just named, you know who their honorary captain is for Sunday night? Sam Congato.
Wow.
I'm just kidding.
Oh.
I'm trying to go, all of them going to go deep Green Bay Packer.
Okay.
So that, and Garrett Wilson. Apparently Mike Williams. It's going to be the odd man out.
It's nice knowing. Nice knowing you, Mike.
Jordan Schultz reporting this, that he's available for trade now. So you might sit here and think, poor Mike Williams, but don't. Congratulate him. Mike Williams will be the guy who catches the game-winning pass for the Kansas City Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
Come on. Because that's the guy
who the Jets sent to the Chiefs last year.
You are so correct about that. That is
so
probably going to happen.
Congratulate Mike Williams. He's going to catch the game-winning pass for the Kansas City Chiefs to complete the first ever three-peat in the history of the NFL. Don't feel bad for Mike Williams. Don't feel bad for Mike.
Rich, you didn't even have to break out the crystal ball. When that happens,
remember this day, October 15th.
Rich Eisen, 1054 on the Roku channel.
Calling my shot. Woody Johnson, the owner of the Jets, had this to say apparently today about the acquisition of Davante Adams.
We know they played together. Yeah, I mean, I think anybody would be interested in looking at this gentleman. He has a proven skill, that's for sure.
What do you think?
What do I think?
Yeah, what do you think?
I think he adds to the running game. He adds to the. He really makes everything. He opens up everything. You know, particularly having that relationship with the quarterback, that's very important. You could see it last night. You know, you could watch the. You know, quarterback. It takes a while for quarterback to get into that, and you could see Garrett is finally getting that. And he played a good game. Much better than the week before, and next week will be better.
Appreciate that video from Diana Rossini's Twitter account. And that's at the membership meeting. The NFL owners, all 32, are meeting today. Jerry Jones called in from there into his local radio station. We'll play that in hour number three. I wouldn't miss that if I were you. Hey, listen, you know, it's a second-round pick and $13 million of his money. He fires the coach. He's getting, I mean, this is, like I said, this is the last reset. It makes sense to do. Why not? It keeps your quarterback, who you put every egg in his basket, happy. And it does, as I mentioned, give Garrett Wilson the voice of Davante Adams in his ear, which I would only imagine will help for the rest of his career. Makes complete sense. But, you know, when was the last time the Jets' best laid plan actually was a well-laid plan that actually paid dividends? It's tough to remember. And did you hear my favorite part of Belichick on the Manning cast is his broadsides. He never misses a shot at the Jets that he can't take.
Yeah.
He said the owner of the Jets, what he called it, ready, fire, aim, is what he just loves taking shots at the Jets.
Never misses an opportunity.
Never misses that chance. You know,
ready, fire, aim.
He's got that Wayne Gretzky yeah. mentality, right?
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take
at the Jets.
Did you see
Woody Johnson? Ready, fire, aim.
Presented him with it was a drawing of a napkin, a bar napkin.
Oh yeah, yeah. So he's like, I resign as the HC of the NYJ, and Bill laughed at that because that's what happens.
So if you're looking at future Jets head coaches for 2025, we can just cross Bill's name.
I told you the same warm place that needed to freeze over like the wall in Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Is this that would put Devontae Adams on the Chiefs is the same thing that must freeze over for Belichick, who will no doubt have a multitude of opportunities that he certainly didn't have this past January to get back in the coaching game. Jets shouldn't even bother. Like, honestly, that number should be lost. And I, one of the last things anybody with a microphone in this business who has worked with Bill or knows him should do is speak for him.
Right, of course.
I feel very confident. Not a chance. Oh, yeah, Jets fans, let's get Belichick, and he'll be Rodgers' coach with Devontae Adams and all that. Hey, hey, come out to the coast. Have a good time.
You've been burned too many times. You're just,
seriously. Everybody's calling me up like, hey, what do you think of the Devontae Adams trade? I'm like, can he block? Can he tackle? Yeah. Can he not put hands on somebody 5 yards down the field? Can he not? Can he make a field goal? Because G-Reg Zerillion couldn't.
Don't get me started. Has he been cut yet?
I don't know.
Been
that's
cut
next.
Yet, has he?
I don't know. Woody's
G-Reg's really
that guy. I texted you an unmentionable last night when that happened.
Yeah, you did.
Bingo. All right, Bill, we're recording now. And please put your phone on silent.
Oh, where is my phone?
Let's go, man. Okay. Get it together over there, player. Go ahead. Pick on me the way that you want to.
I wouldn't say that to my son.
Just go.
All right, why would people want to listen to the Sims Complete podcast?
Father-son dynamic duo talking about the game of football.
We do a lot of quarterback and coach talks. It's fun. I love doing this. It's been awesome.
Sims Complete. Check us out on the Believe Network. Appreciate it.
Just search Believe, B-L-E-A-V, wherever you listen.